Did you miss us?
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God, y'all.
It's good to see you. It's been a while.
Sorry we skipped 2 weeks in a row on accident.
Well, it was the holidays.
It was the holidays. But as always, if you want to hear us from us every week, we have a Patreon you can subscribe to.
Yay.
It's basically fun. We talk about our personal lives and also pop culture.
Yeah, stuff. We do. Yes, we do.
And you can subscribe to us. Or you can follow us on Instagram and on TikTok at I'm the Devil Pod. And you can follow us and rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah, you can even review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you freaking can, y'all.
I love when you guys leave us reviews. It's sweet.
It's really sweet. Okay, that's that. That's our amazing spiel.
Yeah, that's the plug.
I think the Patreon might even still be off. I don't know how long I set that thing for, but.
Oh, our
our
deal?
Half off, sorry.
Oh, cool.
I'm high, y'all.
And yes. I've had half a beer.
Yes.
It's the twisted episode.
It's the fucking sick and twisted episode.
It's Sophia and Hannah's sick and twisted show.
Yes.
It's on iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
On iHeartRadio manifesting.
It's Z100 manifesting. manifesting a podcast contract with Z100.
It's Z100 manifesties.
Yes. Hannah.
Yeah.
What sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
I don't know. I set up a date. This is the tragedy of my day today.
Yes.
I set up my date a couple of days ago. I said, I'm getting back into dating. It's the new year.
It's the new year, y'all.
It's important to do such a thing in a new year.
Yes.
I have a lot of goals and ambitions for this new year.
Yes.
And dating is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Dating for love and romance, BTW.
BTFingW, y'all.
So I set up a date with a guy with a goatee. No big deal.
Whatever.
Sometimes it can be hot.
It can be hot.
But the truth of it is, I don't know if it's hot yet because the date keeps getting rescheduled.
Yeah.
So.
Womp, womp, womp.
I was going to rush home from work. We were going to record the podcast quick. And then I was going to head out to my date.
Yeah.
But then I got a message. Yeah. My date is, quote unquote, very far upstate right now.
So it is 6 p.m. and our date is in 3 hours. Yeah. And I feel like you could have planned or known
totally,
about that.
Totally. Because it's like at 6 p.m. you're thinking I have a date
also
later.
Like,
so it's like you didn't forget.
Right, exactly. So you knew you had the date and you are very far upstate. And those two things are incompatible with one another.
And I, in my response, had to hold myself back from being a massive C-U-N-T bitch.
Which is extremely fucking difficult, mind you.
Yeah, of course. He messaged me, I'm very far upstate. Are you free tomorrow? And I wanted to respond, haha, no.
And I wish you had. I really, really wish you had.
But the thing is, I still want to go on the date. So I was like, I can't blow it before.
Of course. No, of course. Of course. That is like a level of like ultimately disrespect that you can't like serve someone that you have never met.
How could I possibly come back from that?
I wish.
I know. That is like when I wanted to message that guy who sent me this song,
well, fucking,
being like, did you show me this? And I wanted to be like, some other bitch. But it's like, I have to see you on occasion, so I couldn't.
Of course. But it is like, as far as he is concerned, lie.
Just
say you have a migraine.
Exactly.
I'm like, why? What the fuck?
It's like, why can't you humiliate yourself a little? Because I have to get humiliated.
Yes.
Obviously, as I've been telling you, I already told everybody at work a couple of times that I'm going on a date with the guy with the goatee.
Of course.
And they keep being like, how was the date? And I have to be like, it's rescheduled.
It's rescheduled.
And again, I'm going to have to say, it's rescheduled. So why don't you say, like,
I'm so sorry, I'm literally shitting and farting everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It is like, why would you admit that?
I don't know. Because then in my head, I'd be like, aw.
Literally.
He's sick.
Yes. And it's like, so you didn't want to go on the date.
Yeah. But instead, I'm like, all right, another guy with ADHD and poor time management. Great.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Locked and loaded.
Boom.
Hit me, baby, one more
Hit
time.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Let's
and
run this back.
Absolutely, he will on Thursday when we go out.
Yes. Yes, son. I can't wait. We, of course, as well, maintain an open heart and a positive
totally,
attitude about
totally.
The relationship on Thursday. The date on Thursday.
We do follow each other on Instagram now after meeting on the amazing and absolutely awesome app Hinge.
Yeah, shout out, y'all.
And we had some mutuals. So I asked one of our mutuals. I was like, who is this? And she was like, oh my God. Did I tell you this?
I don't know.
She was like, are you looking for love? Are you looking for games?
Oh yeah. But then you said the other stuff.
Yeah, which is that he's never hurt a woman.
So I'm like, what do you... Okay, don't open like that then.
I know.
Because all respect to you, it's like, I have... People have played games before.
It's like, actually, people are playing games on me right now.
Yeah, so...
I don't know if I'm looking to add another game to my roster.
Yes.
But we'll see what happens. He just was described as a quote-unquote hinge demon.
Of course. But look, have... Who amongst us?
Right.
I feel and fear that I am a hinge demon.
I don't think you're a hinge demon.
I'm on there.
Well, if being on there makes you the demon, then me too.
That's what I consider a hinge demon. But because I feel like a hinge demon is just someone that you and all your friends see. But maybe in this context, it means that he's someone that everyone has gone out with from Hinge.
It could be maybe that, yeah. I think. That's fine. It's like, whatever. Let him get his nut off the app.
Let my man get a nut off. You know what?
Let my man get his nut off on Thursday when he gets back from upstate.
I'm on his side.
That's my fucking boyfriend you guys are talking about.
Holy shit. Watch your mouth. So. Fucking come on, y'all.
Haha, no.
Have some respect.
Anyways.
LMFAO, no.
So.
Raffle, no.
That's fucking funny. No. I'll let you guys know next week what happens or whatever, if I even end up going out with him. We're going to play pool. I messaged him. I'm extremely bad at... I said I'm not being humble. I'm not being sweet. I'm not being shy. I'm very bad at pool.
I am being 100% serious with you.
And he was like, imagine if I got mad about that. Lol. See you at the Broadway. For pool. Okay. All right. Warned you.
Whatever. He can sneak up behind you, show you some.
God,
show you something sweet.
My worst nightmare in the world is like, I'm on a date at the Broadway playing pool, a guy sneaking up behind me, and like somebody I know is there watching me get snuck up behind.
That is obviously horrifying,
because then obviously I would have to turn around and do a sweet smile. Hi,
hey y'all.
I was close with that one. My God. Okay, Sophia, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week?
Okay, well y'all, I had the stomach bug.
Yeah.
Shitting and vomiting at the same time.
Right.
Type shit. Yeah. Yeah. Wake that up. But I nevertheless, I persist. I stand tall. You cannot break me down. You cannot break me down. So that's not that sexy, but I came back. I bounced back. We had an amazing Ethiopian meal last night.
Yes, we did.
3 days at home from the stomach bug. And then, the first time I go out, I have a huge communal plate of Ethiopian food with my friends.
And I obviously thought last night that I was catching that stomach bug that you had.
Scared. I was actually so scared. It's like,
so it's sort of eating a little cup of soup, girl, off to the side.
Yeah, I was like, I don't feel well. I was like, I really hope I did not give you that thing.
It was like, I don't feel well, and it's my stomach.
I was like, shoot, crap.
Oh, crap.
Because it sucks to get your friend sick. In particular, I really don't want to give my friends vomiting and diarrhea. Right. Like, that one is bad. And it's like, I'm actually so sorry.
I've never been mad at somebody for getting me sick, though.
Of course.
Nothing anyone can control.
I know.
Unless you're like spitting in my drink.
Of course. That one, it just feels somehow personal to be like, I'm so sorry.
That was like, oh, remember COVID like that?
Yeah.
That was so
bad. It was like,
bad.
You are trying. Someone like accidentally goes into COVID and they're trying to kill your whole family.
No, literally. But and remember sending out texts in like a big group chat being
like legit sorry, y'all.
It's like, you went out on Friday and you let everybody put your lip gloss on this happened to me and Shemmy.
Of course.
I let Shemmy put a ton of my lip gloss on. 2 days later, I had to text her, girl, I got COVID and it's bad.
Girl, I got COVID and it's not the kind that you want.
No. No. It's not the kind you're going to like.
No.
But I literally felt so bad.
Did she get it?
I don't think so. Okay, she was mad.
Of course, she would be mad. She would be mad. That is not someone that would take lightly to that.
One time she texted me, though, that she tested positive for COVID and didn't text back for 4 days because I forgot. And she thought I was, like, furious at her.
You're literally like, la-dee-da.
Yeah.
Today I set up my planner, which was fun. Because I have been off my planner game for months.
Dude, I was just thinking about doing that.
And so I was looking online honestly, that my barrier for entry was that I usually do my own planner, but I was like, I just need to start using one again. But then when I look online, I hate all of them.
I know.
So I bit the bullet and bought myself another grid journal, and I set it up the first week in a new way. And I'm going to see if I like it after a week. And if I do, then I'll set the whole thing up.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm excited about that. That was fun.
Cool.
And tea. That's my life.
What brand of grid journal do you get?
Midori.
Oh, okay.
Shout out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those ones are so nice.
I was going to say that I think, obviously, if you get, we should do a whole recap of what's been going on with us over the holidays for the past 2 weeks on the Patreon.
I think that's kind of bonus content.
Because I'm like, there's so much I could say right now, but I don't want to get into it because we have other fish to fry.
Yeah, and we have an episode to record tomorrow. We can talk all about the holidays.
Sorry, that's why I kind of lost my train of thought. But I love Midori. They're like... those are fucking awesome. And you can buy the covers that are plastic, see-through, mm-hmm. so you can put stuff on the front.
Yeah, you can put
they
stickers
on
there.
They have a bunch of stuff. They have stickers. They have calendar stickers that, whatever. I can, you know what, reach out to Midori because I need to shut my trap.
It's like you get a Midori sponsorship, I get a Hinge sponsorship.
You get like $200,000 and they send me like five.
Yeah, they send me journals and a pack of stickers.
I'm like, yes.
Well, Hinge has never done anything but wrong me, so.
Yeah, I think I've made a video for Hinge. They sent me like chump change, like $1,600. And now people are like, you are getting robbed. You $1,300 million. I'm like, okay.
So. No, it's literally like, $50,000 for a post. You're broke, I'm bitch. Like,
wait, I was making comedy videos for $1,200.
To me, when you say that, I'm like, wow, that's a lot. And,
if anyone's listening, I would do it again.
I do it even for less.
Obviously. I mean, of course. I have do it for Soma. I would do it for free. I do it for quote unquote exposure.
Me too. Hinge. Hit me up for exposure.
Y'all, please. But that's all.
This episode, guys, it's so good. It is so
I'm
good.
Really
the season
excited.
Is fab. You
it
lost
is
it. We are on season 4, episode 7 of Vanderpump Rules. This episode is called Spit Take, and you will see why.
And trust you will be dealt with.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we open upon Lisa's house.
Yes.
Lisa and Ken are meeting with a woman whose Facebook post Lisa saw.
Woman named Ariel.
Yep, her name is Ariel, and she volunteers with homeless teens.
Yes.
She is not with any particular organization except for her own caring, big, and loving heart.
Me when I'm like a complete rifter doing tax fraud.
To me, I was like, that's interesting.
It's weird.
What do you mean by that?
I know, because
how
later,
are you organizing?
She was
them?
Like, and then I just work at night to like support it. And I was like, wait, support what are you talking about?
Yeah. She was like, I do my volunteering during the day and I work at a restaurant at night. But it's like, what are you just reaching out to individual kids? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. But she does it entirely on her own. And basically what has happened is that the kids have told her that they
got a shiver.
Thought you exploded over there.
Nope. Did that for attention, JK. Can you imagine?
Attention on a podcast. They can't see it. So just attention from
you.
Me. Trying to catch my eye.
Wait, I did not like that you were talking for so long. It's like the whole point of it. Like, it's my turn.
It's my turn. You being like, do you want to start? Okay, so the kids basically told her that they'd never been to a restaurant before.
Yeah.
So she posted on Facebook about it and somehow Lisa saw it. But now Lisa and Ken are hosting a dinner for the homeless youth that Ariel works with at Sir yes. for this cause. Because Lisa
the
is...
The concept of people, as we will see at Sir, serving the homeless youth is like...
It's really crazy.
Legit crazy.
The obviously. Only good one was Katie, in my opinion.
Yes, she was the only one who acted normal.
Yep. Like, yep. The rest of them were like standing off to the side, staring.
Sheena's like crying.
And it's crying.
Like, you're acting inappropriately
right now.
You're acting
really,
now.
Really inappropriate. Anyways.
They're like having a fun time with their friends.
Like they're just trying like, to eat their calamari. And you're like, my life doesn't matter. Anyways, Lisa wants her staff to learn from this woman. And also, I presume, I think she says from the homeless youth as well. to recognize that they have privilege, etc.
Thank God.
And that's that on that.
That's that. Now we're at Tom and Katie's. It's the Toms and Katie hang out. Sandoval tells Schwartz, he goes, I gotta be honest, I really do not like your hair right now.
So fucking funny
so
to say to your
mean
friend.
For no reason.
I know. It's like,
you did not need to share that. But
it's
okay.
Like Tom Schwartz has found a hairstyle that he likes and Sandoval yes. is like, to be honest, dude, ugly.
I do not. That is not working for you.
That shit is fugly as
Get
fuck.
Rid of that. Then they kind of start talking about the perm.
Because it's a perm.
It's the perm.
It's a perm.
And Katie's like, I'm really glad that your perm is supposed to be like emblematic of our relationship because it like is completely fucking flopping right now. Because that's what he said.
Yep. She was like, so it fell flat immediately.
Yeah.
By the way.
Because he was like, I'm getting this perm to show that I can commit to things. Like how I will commit to my relationship to Katie.
Oh my God.
That's why she said
that. That dumb fucking guy. I know.
And
it's so crazy
then
though.
And then he was like, you know what? Let's not talk about my hair. I'm sorry I brought it up. And I was like, I think Sandoval brought it up by insulting you.
Yeah.
which made me laugh.
You walked in, he said, that looks bad.
Literally. And then basically we learn that tomorrow the Toms are meeting with Pandy and Jason and LVP about the Sangria line and whatever amazing role that they will end up playing in that business.
Their game plan.
They say that they think it would be detrimental for them to come up with too many ideas to bring to the meeting. The whole thing last time was that they had like no plan.
Yes. And
they were like, you need Ken, a plan.
Lisa, Pandy, and Jason were like, please come back next week literally with a real business plan. And Katie in this conversation is like, what is your guys' plan? That's what they said they
literally
needed.
And Schwartz is just like, I just don't think that we like realize like how big of a like commitment that we were making to the Sangria business.
Yep.
Which then triggers Katie because she gets mad and is like, you can't commit to anything, you fucking bum ass bitch.
Well, because he literally was like, we've sort of retracted our original positions because it literally just seemed like too much work.
No, literally. It's like, you fucking loser.
Also, what seemed like too much work? Going to St. Louis once every couple months? Sandoval does that anyways.
Lest we forget that that was the proposal. Right?
Wait. Sorry. Oh my God. When he said, when he said they retracted their original positions because it seemed like too much work, Sandoval was like, yeah, the summers are really busy with like birthdays and stuff like that.
What the hell?
What the fuck are you talking
what
about?
The fuck? And they basically decide that they want to be brand ambassadors for the Sangria, which is like so fucking stupid, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what we were saying. They want to be like Red Bull girls, legit.
Which is exactly what they had said before.
Yes.
It's nothing new.
No. They said they want less of an emphasis on sales and more of an emphasis on the coolness, spreading the coolness of the product.
Coolness factor.
Sandoval's like, yeah, I like that. I'm like, you guys are dumb as a fucking bag of rocks.
Literally.
And it's like, I don't know, this whole bit seems a bit produced, obviously, but I am like, this is so embarrassing.
I feel that it is produced, but that they were partnered with production and they were like, this is what we're gonna say in this scene because this is what we want to do. It's like, it's not necessarily off the cuff, but I do believe that not being involved in any real way is their idea.
Of course. And Katie is like, I think that you need to be like really clear with your like intention and like what you want to do. And they legit are just like, I do not agree with that. Like, we do not need to prepare. Like, it is bizarre. They're acting strangely.
Sandoval says, I don't think we need to be clear at all.
Yes.
Any asshole can come in with a presentation. The Toms just need to come in as themselves.
Like, that is not true at all.
You just tried that. They said no.
And it's not people who are like reaching out that know you guys from the show and want you to just be yourself. You are like coming to Lisa with a business proposition. Yeah. Like, I just, it's completely pointless.
It's really crazy. It's so stupid. This is like the storyline where you're like, you are the dumbest guys of all time.
I know.
For real. Like, dumb and dumber.
That's why I'm like, it's so produced, but like, it's literally so embarrassing to them that I don't understand why they would like do it for a bit.
I don't either. And to be honest, in this situation, Sandoval is the dumber one because he keeps, Schwartz is like, yeah, I think it's just going to be too much work. And Sandoval's like, no, it's not going to be too much work. We just have to come in like cool as fuck. And Schwartz, don't talk. I'm going to handle this.
He is acting so crazy.
He's acting literally insane.
He's acting so stupid. He's acting so, they're being
like the
so
stupidest
stupid.
I've ever seen a guy act on TV.
I know. I mean, he is legit. So, I mean, that is the thing that I'm forgetting at least, is that like Sandoval in particular is like literally so stupid.
I know. He's like, got nothing upstairs.
Like, Schwartz is obviously like dumb, but he's not like stupid in the same way that Sandoval is like actually has nothing going on up
there. Because Schwartz at least has that vocabulary.
Yes. When Sandoval tried to assemble that IKEA table, that literally to me is like, a touchstone for me in terms of like really reckoning with his IQ level is like, just don't forget when he tried to set up the IKEA table.
Took him all damn day.
Yes. And he failed in the end.
Kristen did it.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. So now we're at Sir. Lala is standing outside and Jax approaches her and she says, hi, friend. And she is telling him that she's a little bit flustered right now. And then it cuts to the talking head of Jax. Because if you guys recall last episode, Jax and Lala left Sir Pride together.
Yeah.
Kind of holding hands. And everybody was like, what the fuck? They're leaving together.
I'm sad that we did not see what happened after that.
Me too. Something must have happened based on
obviously
what he's talking
must
now.
Have had sex.
Yeah, I don't know. But so Jackson, his talking head, it says that they didn't do anything.
They had to have had sex.
But then something weird happened. It must have, because Jax literally looks down, looks to the side and goes, I would have destroyed her.
He said, I wanted to destroy her.
And then he said, but we couldn't. So I'm like, something, maybe there was like some, like maybe he couldn't get a boner or something. He was like so fucked up.
Yeah, maybe he couldn't get a boner.
Because it is like, I don't think that they like fucked, because he doesn't know how to act like this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He is acting great. Like,
his drug use in this season is really like coming through, and he is being so crazy.
His,
like, losing his marbles.
Yes. Like, I mean, this scene is like really, this talking head is weird.
Yeah, he's
like,
unraveling.
I wanted to destroy her, but we couldn't. And I was like, ew,
what do you mean?
I know. But anyways, okay, so we learned that James has been texting Lala kind of nonstop, but she hasn't seen him at all. And Jax thinks that Lala should stay clear of him. She's like, he won't stop texting. He's like a sad puppy, la la la, blah, 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 whatever. And then Lala basically is like, so I want to know about you and Brittany because you told me that you guys were broken up. And then Jax is like, well, so she will be in town on Thursday.
Of course.
And basically the way I see it is that I'm allowed to flirt because Brittany doesn't live here.
Yes.
But she is, yeah, his girlfriend.
Yes.
That's his girlfriend.
But he doesn't say that to Lala, obviously.
Nope, he only says it to Brittany.
Yes.
And then Lala wants to know, okay, so if you're allowed to flirt, can we get a drink? And Jax is like, yeah, I think that's harmless. I think we can do that. And
they
she's like,
so gross.
They're
I
so
hate
nasty.
Their little love affair.
Yeah, because then she goes, I'm not asking to suck your dick. I'm asking to get a drink with you.
And he's like, oh.
He's like, oh my God, you crazy.
He legit is like fawning over her.
And then, well, because then she walks away and he kind of like sinks down and puts his head in his hands. He's like, this girl.
It is so crazy.
It's so gross. I'm not asking to suck your dick. I'm asking to get you a drink. Who talks like that in real life?
I know.
It's so foreign. Stop.
It's quite crass.
To that guy, he's high off his rocker.
I know.
Don't be flirting with him like that.
I know.
But she's drunk out of her mind.
I know.
So it's like.
I know. Then Jacqueline, James Kennedy's mom, shows up. Mommy, legit Mommy Dearest shows up.
Yep.
James says that in the talking head that he is really close to his mom, but he just hasn't seen her for a while. And then he's like, everything she's done for me. He is like, there is like obviously darkness with
his
family.
Serious,
like so much darkness
serious,
that I like
serious darkness.
Don't know about.
Their family is like a deep pit of despair.
Yes, of course. There is like real darkness within. And they like sit down and eat. And she asks him what's going on with Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's been a really hard road. He every time he talks, he'll be like, it's been a fucking really hard road. And then he's like, sorry, excuse me, I'm cussing, sorry.
Yeah.
What are you
doing?
Allowed
to cuss.
He's like the most disgusting and despicable person ever.
I know. It's like, she doesn't know you cuss. You've done
you
the
call
worst
women
things
like,
of all time on TV.
Literally like bitches, whores, sluts. Like yes. You say the most despicable things
constantly.
To people's faces, women in particular, to act like
you sorry, don't want to swear in front of your mom.
Is legit like, grow up.
Yeah,
it's
for
like
real. It's like own your behavior, buddy.
I know.
Face the reality of who you are.
It's so crazy.
It's a weird guy who calls a woman a basic bitch.
Yes. And like you are spitting at women, but you can't say the F word in front of your mom.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, also may I say Christina Kelly is their server, which made me laugh. She's barely been on this
I know.
Season.
I don't know. Well, she's working at the restaurant.
I know. And when they sat down, she was like, oh my God, is this your mom? I thought it was your sister.
Like, she does not look like that for the record. Yeah. As I said before, she does not look good. 4:45?
Like, definitely, I'm sure.
I was like, wait,
yeah.
No.
Christina Kelly is sorry. Certainly so mean to James.
Oh, yeah. She probably fucking hates him.
I'm sure.
I know. Basically, in the talking head, he also says, he also tells his mom that he, of course, thinks that Kristen was cheating on him because yep. He's like, what the fuck ever? I don't even care. And then he's like, in the talking head, he's like, I don't think anyone's ever hurt me as much as Kristen Doty has, if you want me to be completely fucking honest.
James.
I hate him.
Come on.
He is like truly pathological.
She didn't even cheat on you like that.
I know.
Or if she did, you don't have
like,
any damn proof
exactly.
Of it.
Exactly. And you cheated on her a billion times and
so many times.
Like,
and you
a bunch of times also.
You also bragged about cheating on her a million times on camera. About
I
actually fully having sex with other women and then coming home to her in the morning.
It's so, so crazy.
So what do you mean she's hurt you more than anybody else has? What do you think you've done to her?
I mean, he's just saying things that are like not true.
Just not true.
Like it's
just not true.
Not true.
It's not true.
It's not true. Oh my God. He just like is addicted to victimizing himself. But his mom tells him to go out and just like enjoy himself and have fun. And then he of course starts crying because his parents are getting divorced.
Yeah. She's like, have fun now. Like, don't do the drama now. There's drama down the line. And then he starts to cry, and it's because she is referencing the fact that she and his father are getting a divorce.
Yes.
He is a fully grown guy.
And her reasoning is that she says, you need to understand I'm 45 and need to live my life, and so does he. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Getting divorced, explaining it to your kid by saying that doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't. And especially
we just need
not-
to live our fucking lives. What?
Not to your like extremely stunted 22-year-old son. No. He's not going to get that even for a second.
And I'm like, that's not the reason you guys are going to get divorced. Obviously, there's something twisted happening in that household.
Yeah, obviously there's like psychological warfare going on between you two.
Of course. Of course. Oh my God. Oh my God. In the talking head, James is like, you know, I get that people get divorced all the time, but it's like, my parents are getting divorced this time, so it's going to be really hard.
It's going to be really fucking hard.
Fucking loser.
It's like, grow the fuck up.
It's just that it's hard because this time it's my parents who are getting divorced.
My parents are getting divorced.
I don't like it. Fuck you. I'm legit glad.
I'm glad. They need to live their lives.
She is 45 and needs to live her life.
And it's like, they don't live in this country.
No.
You are 22, I think 23 years old at this point.
Fingers crossed.
You will be okay.
You will be okay.
If anything, it's like your relationship to women and relationships in general is already so fucked up.
Oh, this isn't going to make it worse.
This can't possibly make it worse than it is right now.
Of course, like, of course not.
Oh, what? You're telling me you really truly believed in love until just now when your parents decided to get divorced? Like, this is shattering your world.
Okay.
You're the worst guy of all time.
I know. Like, fuck you. He tells her that he's been taking his feelings out about the divorce with alcohol. And that scares him because that is a problem within their family.
Yeah.
And he also says, in the talking head, every single woman that's involved in my life right now is just causing me stress. So obviously I take it too far. Obviously I'm fucking pounding the bottle. He literally is like addicted to victimizing himself.
I know. Because it's also like, crazy. Wait, what other women in your life right now are like Kristen stressing you out to? Oh, Lala? Because you were awful to her?
It's women that he terrorizes. Yeah. And his mom needs to live her life.
His mom needs to live her life. Away from George Michael's manager.
Is probably the most fucking evil man you've ever met.
We know that his dad is a freak because of how he lived with that guy. And then James lived with that guy. We've talked about it.
And she gets up and gives him a hug and tells him that she's obviously so proud of him and that she loves him so, so much. Her sweet baby boy.
Her sweet, tiny baby British little boy.
I fucking hate him. I want him dead.
She was like, I need to get up from the table right now.
And he was like, why?
She's like, I have to give you a hug.
A gotcha moment. After he's like sobbing. Okay.
Imagine how embarrassing at work. You're at work, okay? I know, you're taking your mom out to lunch at your workplace. You start crying because she's getting a divorce. And then she gets up and walks around the table and hugs you from the behind. It's like, no.
The James Kennedy story.
Christina Kelly, like, crazy. I'm sure on her like iPhone 4 in the background.
Recording it and sending it to Stassi.
Yeah.
Straight up. No, it's like actually crazy.
It's so funny. I would kill to do that.
He is such a fucking loser.
He's such a fucking loser.
It's so crazy.
We're done at Surfer now.
Faux now.
And we are now at the gym, the boxing gym.
Yes.
With Jackson Kristen because at the end of the day, they are pretty good friends.
The siblings are going boxing.
The siblings are going boxing.
Brother, sister, boxing time.
They literally are brother, sister. I know.
And they like seem like they're from the same wicked family.
I know. When James gets mad about them hanging out, I'm like, you're going to take her brother away from her?
I know. No.
You can't.
It's her family.
They're not about to fuck. Chillax.
No, it's fine.
Jax is saying that he just had Botox, but there's also something weird happening with his face.
Every day he has a new injury on his face. I'm not joking.
It's in the same spot as before as when he ran into the sliding glass door, quote unquote. It's like right above his eyebrow right here, but it's like very raised and there's no scratch. It's just like a big raised bump.
Legit really think his like I think he's going crazy
with the cocaine.
Yes, like I think he's so too. Fucking I think this season he is the most coked out that we've ever seen him, and that he is like raging off camera.
I mean, I think he's just like ripping lines every time he's not on camera. For sure. So basically they're hanging out. Kristen says that she and Jax have a very complicated fucked up friendship, but and she hates to say this, he is loyal to her.
He is loyal to her. Like, to you.
To you. I bet he is.
He is.
He is. She tells him that she's going on a date with Alex, a yacht captain, who Jax knows. And she's like, I'm excited because he's like a real adult. And Jax is like, oh my God, you never go out with those.
I know.
So there's progress happening in Kristen land. She's moving on. She's moving up. And then they work out, whatever. They box, they box, they box.
They go crazy.
They pretend that the punching bags are James's face.
Of course.
Because I hate that guy. Of course. And then, see, this is why I do love them this season, because I'm like, we have a common enemy. Like,
I know.
We all here fucking hate James so bad.
I know. Then thank fucking God for
that. Yeah.
Thank God.
It's hard to be on their team, but it's where I find myself.
It's where I find myself. In season 4 of Vanderpump Rules, we find ourselves on the side, unfortunately, of Jax Taylor and Kristen Doty. Sorry.
Sorry. Because what are we supposed to do?
If we are not on their side, we are on the side of James Kennedy.
It's like y'all have pushed us to that side.
Literally.
So anyways, after their workout, Kristen tells Jax that she heard a rumor that he and Brittany broke up this weekend.
Yes.
Rumor that he started, of obviously. Course,
yes, he has said in the talking head.
Yeah.
He's like, what? It's like, you literally know that you started that rumor. Like,
you said on camera that you started that rumor. Anyways, but Jax is like, yeah, I mean, like, so basically she is moving to LA, but I didn't want to call her my girlfriend before she moves here. As much as I like her, it was hard for me to call her my girlfriend when she didn't live here, because I just like don't want to be paying for her to be flying back and forth from Kentucky. And okay.
There's a lot happening off camera with Jax this season.
Yeah. It's like most everything is happening with Jax off camera.
Obviously sucks, because when he is telling you his side of the story, it is legit like 1% true.
Yes, I know.
So like, God fucking only knows what is going on with him and Brittany.
I know. Well, it's like, I know what's going on. It's like, she is his girlfriend all the way, and he has invited her to move into his apartment, and she's about to move here and be with him, but he's trying to fuck Lala before that happens. Yes.
And he's telling everyone that she's not moving in, and he is certainly like flying her out and paying for it.
Yes, every single time.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I mean, I feel like he's like, basically we are together, but like, I'm not going to call her my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But whatever.
Does call her. But his girlfriend to her.
To her, of course.
Of course.
Well, what else would he say to her?
Nothing.
He can't take it back. He's been saying it for months, I'm sure.
Of course.
But then Kristen is like, ugh, I have to leave because this was confusing. She said, James is at my house hungover.
No, she said there's a maid at my house and James is coming over.
Oh, there's a maid at my house and James is coming over, yes. Which makes sense later because when the spitting happened, she's like, I just had my house cleaned.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well.
Which even that sentence, I was like, what the hell?
I know. It was like, you're speaking nonsense. Wait, it's
you don't
gibberish.
Have to like go because there's a maid at your house.
Unless if there's a maid at your house.
Was she waiting to get in?
I don't know.
Fucking,
or like, he. Could be he.
Or they. But it's like, that fucking sucks. You're like, yeah, 30 minutes away
exactly.
In traffic at the fucking boxing gym.
Yeah.
Have to get your mic pack off and then go over and let them in.
I know, it's like, fuck, oh no. My maid just got to my apartment and gotta go. Like, she'll be there in an hour.
No. Shoot. Crap.
Jax is like, oh my god, you're gonna see James. And she's like, I swear we're not gonna get back together. He is nasty and quote unquote a piece of shit, son of a bitch, 23 year old brat, suck it.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of shit, son of a bitch, 23 year old brat, suck it. And she wants a real man, a bunch of real men, and to be a makeout whore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that.
I feel that's amazing.
No, legit.
It's like,
I'm loving her horribly this episode.
Me too. She's being fucking awesome and she looks beautiful. She's
glowing. Does look beautiful.
She's free.
No, sorry. He says, just have some fun. No strings. Be by yourself. Get a dog. This is why they're always getting dogs.
This is why they're always getting dogs.
Don't get a dog.
And she was like, I've been thinking about getting
a dog. I know. I was like,
They're constantly thinking about getting a dog and getting dogs.
8 days, single 8 days being like, you know what? I just might get that dog.
I know. And it's definitely going to be a puppy.
Of course. Well, those are the only cute ones.
Yeah, duh.
Okay. Then we're at Sir for a meeting. Lisa has everyone there and she's like, I bet you think I'm going to get you in trouble, huh?
Psych.
Gotcha. And she basically explains that 16 homeless youths are coming to the restaurant tomorrow night. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, she's like, don't be mad, you better not be mad, they're coming tomorrow night,
legit, don't be nasty.
Yeah.
As I note later, this is obviously, I'm way more touched by this than whenever she does the stuff with the dogs. Obviously.
Oh my god, me too, of course.
I'm like, do this more often. Come on.
Duh.
Come on.
Oh my god, the dog stuff is so bullshit compared to this.
And then everyone goes home with a fucking dog.
I know. And it's like, it's not
literally,
that I don't think there should be charities.
Dogs to bad owners.
There should be charities for dogs.
Of course.
Okay. Totally.
You guys know how we feel about
this. I agree with that. I don't think that there should be so many homeless dogs in the world.
Of course.
But even more than that, I don't think there should be
many homeless youths
in the world. And so maybe try feeding them dinner for once instead of the dogs.
Feed them your fucking like
instead of fucking
bad food,
Lance Bass,
literally.
Who's like pushing a dog into every single employee at the restaurant,
peddling his fucking puppies upon everyone,
like coke riddled freaks at the restaurant being like, take a puppy.
Literally. She wants everyone to be on their best behavior and to stop basically just being so fucking selfish and serve these fucking kids. Okay. Period. And she singles out James and is like, stop looking sad. Stop looking like the world is ending. His world is ending. His parents are getting divorced.
Yeah. That's what people don't know.
Yes.
and he says this in the talking head. He understands that he is privileged, but his parents are still getting divorced, and that is really hard for him.
That's something that he hasn't chosen to share with people yet.
Yes.
But it's devastating to him.
It's devastating to him. And then Lisa asks Sandoval if his pitch for the sangria is ready and tells him that he needs to research the product.
Yeah.
And in the talking head, she's like, I obviously don't think they're going to prepare at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Sheena and Katie are talking. Sheena tells Katie about how she changed her name. Yes. And Katie's like, that's amazing because it looked like for a while that wasn't even going to happen. Okay. Sheena is basically like saying like that she's coming around, like Lala walks past and she just is like, oh, I've like kind of come around on Lala.
Mm-hmm.
Basically since she had her girl boss moment at the Golden Box.
Yep, exactly. When she said you can't talk to women like that.
That feel when someone has a girl boss moment at the Golden Box and it actually changes your feelings about them a little bit.
Changes your perspective on things.
And Katie's basically like, I don't feel similarly. Like, I just don't like her. She's a liar.
Well, Katie was like, I thought we were going to have our moment to click, but it just haven't happened. And it's like, you were so fucking what mean moment? To her.
The one you guys like bullied her on purpose to her face.
You cornered her and bullied her. Yeah. Bad.
At the bar, James tells Jax and Sandoval that he's going to go pick up his belongings from Kristen's. And Jax like mentions that they went boxing today, which obviously sets James off because he is like so jealous of Jax.
It triggers like, really him funny. So immensely and so immediately.
Yes. He just gets like immediately mad. He's like, you don't think that's kind of weird that you're hanging out with Kristen now?
He keeps being like, my sloppy seconds. And it's like, it's well, like he actually fucked her first.
Yes. Yeah. She's his. You had her as your sloppy seconds and they're not fucking now.
And you actually are like Sandoval's sloppy
literally,
seconds.
Literally.
It goes like Sandoval, then Jax, then you, James.
Yes. And Jax is like, no, we are like so far past that. James is just being so paranoid. He is just legit paranoid.
He's like he is, losing it over this situation.
He is like psychotic. He is literally like
psychotic. I mean, it tore his relationship apart. Yeah, he like couldn't paranoia. Get over being jealous of Jax.
I know. And that like guy in like Denver or whatever.
I know, which is so fucking lame in Michigan.
And then Jax, obviously, to like piss James off, is like, she's actually going on a date with my friend this week. Which of course does piss him off more.
It is though, like when you don't get to see all of the dark sidedness of Jax, I'm like, you're making me
I
laugh.
I know because he's wielding his evil for good.
Yeah, it's just like
to fucking set off James.
I know, but then when you get to see the full picture of him, it's like if we were seeing him and Britney this season, I'd be like,
I know
but all we get to see is like him being quippy at James.
I know. And then James is like, at least I have a girl or whatever. And Jax is like, I have a girl. And he literally does.
Yeah, he looks, has a serious girlfriend.
And then he's also like, what, Lala? And he's like, yeah, I'm getting drinks with her too. It's like legit a huge win. Like he is literally humiliating himself.
He's crushing him over and over and over again.
Setting himself up to be dunked on over and over and over again. It's like, you are the one that doesn't have any bitches right now. You literally don't have Lala, you don't have Lauren, and you don't have Kristen.
It literally is like he's in the dunk tank, like tossing Jax a ball. And Jax is like, boom, literally, boom.
Literally. So embarrassing. And Sandoval is like, guys, please relax. They just went to boxing class. And like, obviously, Sandoval defending Jax and Kristen against James is so fucking funny as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just like go at each other a little bit more. And then James storms away.
And then Sandoval does like a,
I know.
Like eyebrow raise look at Jax.
Literally.
He puts on a little show. He loves to do that for the camera. Oh my God. It's an amazing scene happening right now.
Amazing
okay.
scene alert, y'all.
Oh my God. One of the most iconic scenes of this series, I believe. Okay. We are at Kristen's apartment. It has been freshly cleaned by the maid.
Thank God.
She is pouring herself, obviously, a gigantic glass of white wine, a Pinot Gris, and packing up James's stuff because he's going to come over and pick it up. He knocks on the door. She opens it and walks into her apartment, doesn't really say hi to him. He just follows her.
I hate him so bad. You open your door, James Kennedy's there?
I know.
Methinks not.
No. She walks in. He follows her. He immediately starts in on her talking about how she's going out with Jax's friend.
Of course.
He goes, obviously, Jax told me throwing it in my fucking face. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You were being a little brat before.
You're being a little bitch. And then he starts to yell at her. He wishes her the best of luck and even more luck on whoever ends up with her.
Yeah.
And she's like, so that is hateful.
Hateful. It's like, hateful. Honestly, no, considering the things that he could be saying and will be saying to you, that is the least hateful thing he'll say to you today.
That is like in
actually
him,
kind.
Quite kind. Yeah.
One of the nicer things he'll say to you today.
So she's like, that's hateful. He responds by saying, honestly, I've been thinking about our relationship. He thought he would miss her, but to be honest, he's been thinking a lot more about Lala than Kristen.
Yes.
So rude out of nowhere.
Of course. I mean, he's just trying to wind her up, obviously.
Why?
He came in wanting to fight.
He came in wanting to
and
fight.
And he's going to get a fight. A huge it's like, one.
Why do you want to fight so bad? Just pick up your stuff and fucking leave.
I know. It's literally sick.
I just can't understand that urge.
I know, but he walks around angry.
I know. He lives his life angry every single day.
Legit every day.
I mean, I guess if you're constantly hungover, it's like, of course you're going to be angry.
Yeah. And he's definitely on like coke
drugs
too.
AF. Yeah. Oh, but it's so crazy.
No, it's so crazy.
Kristen responds by basically being like, you are just fucking everyone at Sir and it's a really bad look. Especially how 8 days ago you were like, baby, I love you. Baby, I love you.
8 days.
And now you're like parading these nasty ass freaky little bite marks around. It's like weird and embarrassing.
I cannot believe it's been 8 days. One week plus one day.
1 week plus one day. Oh my God. A lot has happened this week.
A lot has happened. It's literally like a quarter of the season has happened in 8 days.
I know. These people's lives are so awful.
I know.
Are so bad.
Things that wouldn't even happen to me over the span of 3 years are happening to them in 8 days.
Literally, I get a date rescheduled on me by a guy I don't know, and it's my big bad thing of the week.
Yes.
They have had their lives torn apart, build back up, torn apart, build back up. Literally. In 1 week.
Literally.
It's so crazy.
Literally.
She now uses one of her favorite words, ratchet.
Of course.
But she says if there's any soul left in his ratchet facade, and he cuts her off to call her ratchet.
Of course.
And then she's like, stop talking to me like that. I can't believe you talk to women like that. He says, what women? Just you.
That's not true.
Every single woman you talk to like
that. You talk to everyone like that.
Every woman and every man.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think he's ever met an NB. So.
No.
But if he had, he'd go crazy.
Have that same energy.
But basically he's talking to her like that because he thinks that she cheated on him in Michigan or whatever. That's like his big thing right now.
Yes.
So he mentions that and this fires her up. He's getting what he wants. She stands up to yell at him. She said, I wanted to fucking cry in the back of Sir. I wanted to fucking scream at you. You're going to drink yourself into oblivion.
Boom.
You're going to get fucking fired.
Boom.
You're going to lose all your fucking friends. Boom. And no one's going to forgive you.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. He's destroyed.
She fucking ate down.
Yep. He then stands up to cut her off. And scream at her. Okay, you know what you're gonna do? You're never gonna get married. And if you do, you're gonna be divorced in the first 3 years. You're gonna cheat on your fucking husband. You've got nothing going for you. You've got nothing but a shitty t-shirt line. You're fired from Sir already from drinking. You lost all your fucking friends and you've got nothing but Jax and his fucking friend to go out with Friday. Go have fun with that.
It's like she will.
She will. She's gonna.
She will.
She's going out with Alex, the yacht captain.
And she loves working on her fucking t-shirts.
She's over your dumb ass. And she is building up her soul karma, which she's putting on her t-shirt line.
Yes, legit. A spiritual gangster down.
Spiritual gangster down.
You don't know who the fuck you're messing with.
No. And it's the funny part is, like, she did get fired from Sir for drinking and lose all of her fucking friends.
Of course. But she has built herself back up.
But guess what? She's back.
She's back.
She's in. You're out, buddy.
No, literally.
Choke on that. And then he's standing up screaming at her and she is so
this was she is a fucking epic
bad bitch. She goes, oh, you know Alex.
She is smiling in a way that is so awesome and so fucking devious.
She's doing her evilest fucking smile.
She, oh my God, it's awesome.
To get yelled at like that by a man and throw a smile like that back in his face
is
it's delicious.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
I'm like, stand tall, Kristen Doty.
Please. God, it's so awesome.
I know. It's fucking awesome.
Ugh. But then he sees her do that and he goes, ew, you nasty slut you are. You nasty little slut you are.
Ew. I fucking hate him.
Why is he old timey?
I know. I know.
And then she's like, get out of my apartment. I'm going to call security. She's like literally having fun with it.
She's awesome.
And then as he's leaving, he's walking out the door. He reels back. He spits right upon it.
Yes.
He spits on her fucking
door. He calls
her
a slut and a whore and a bitch and then spits on her door and then legit runs away.
Runs away. And then she goes, you did not just spit on my door. And from the hallway, he goes, yeah, bitch, bye, slut. I
fucking hate him.
He's a fucking cartoon villain.
Fucking demon.
Jesus Christ.
It's so crazy.
Imagine. And it's like, James, what the fuck do you think you're doing going over there to scream at her, getting a huge fight with her, and then be like, yeah, bitch, bye, slut. It's like, do you really hate her that bad? No, you're just like so deeply insecure.
And he's, yeah, it's crazy.
What a way to cope with that emotion.
He is. I know.
But remember when they went to therapy? It's like
literally was calling her like a slut and a whore.
Yes. A bitch, a slut and a whore in therapy in front of the therapist.
Yes.
Oh my God, to spit on someone's door on camera. No, motherfucker, you are so stupid.
Insane.
It's like, obviously I don't want you to be doing that behind closed doors, but it's like,
no, it's so crazy.
The camera crew is there.
I know. I know.
He sees red.
I know. I can't even like conceptualize of like what it is to be in his body.
I can't either.
Because it's literally just like firings of rage in his brain. And he is like a zombie walking around. Like,
I know.
Popping, just like shooting freely at people.
You know what I was thinking about too when I was watching this? Like, she is married with a child now. I wonder if Luke, right, is her husband's name, has watched that.
I don't know.
Because could you imagine watching your wife be treated like that?
No.
And then that guy is still around. That guy is literally just around.
I know. It's psychotic.
It's so crazy. They live in the same town.
Yes.
Then we're at Pandora's and Jason's office. And the with Lisa, and the Toms are, of course, running late. Schwartz basically comes in. Or no, sorry. He, in the talking head, he says that he is sincerely excited about this opportunity because he has so much coming up, like the engagement and the ring and the wedding and then kids. And then paying for their college. I'm like, oh my God.
It's like, do you... I'm sorry. You're going in no plan. You think this is going to be like a huge financial opportunity for you? How could you possibly think that?
I know. He literally is like, this will pay my mortgage or whatever.
It's going to pay for my kids' college.
Yes.
Okay.
He starts off with talking. Schwartz talks first, which is bad because that is not what Sandoval wanted to have happen.
No.
And he is like, okay, basically we had time to digest what we talked about. And we do think that we should just be basically brand ambassadors for you guys.
Yep. He says it would be best for both parties.
They are like, what does that mean to you? We don't know what that even means. To them, it means championing the brand, getting people excited about it, getting it in people's hands, and increasing visibility. Right.
She is so famous, they by the like, way.
What the hell? What the heck?
She is a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. You don't need to increase visibility on the brand.
No. And then Sandoval is like, I really wish you would have let me talk first. Says that in the meeting out loud. So embarrassing. Like, so don't let them know that that's what you want. That's fucking humiliating.
Because you two are supposed to be partners together, and you think that, and one of the partners thinks the other one is a dumb fuck. It's like, don't.
Come on, don't. But in the talking head, Sandoval is like, it's just that this is like a game of like poker and negotiation, and like Schwartz just came in and like showed our whole hand. You don't have a deck of cards, my love.
He pitched the only thing you guys have. You have
a fucking like broken fidget spinner.
Yes, and he...
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
And it's like Schwartz pitched it better than Sandoval is about to at all.
Yes, because Sandoval starts talking. He goes, thing is that you're not selling it. So when you have someone who's buying it, when you're talking to, you know, clients, I'm trying to say. And then Lisa cuts him off and is like, sorry, stop, please. And she just
starts
him.
laughing in his face.
They're like, what? And she's like, sorry, actually nothing. Like, she's like, I just couldn't hold it in. I just couldn't let you keep going.
I get you, girl. I get where you're coming from.
Jason is like, I am confused because I did think that you guys had a plan.
Yeah.
And Sandoval then, in response to this, unfortunately offers to work completely for free pro bono. Which is like, that's what showing your whole hand is.
Yeah, exactly.
To work pro, first of all, pro bono.
Well, like, that is like it's legal work. It's also
like a free surgery.
Yes. That wasn't even a card in your fucking deck.
No.
That is something you pulled out of your ass, something you and your partner have not agreed upon at all.
No. What? Oh my God. And then they're like, so you want like an internship?
Well, Sandoval's like, so we could do it pro bono. And Jason goes, you seriously want to work pro bono? And they're like
okay,
yeah.
Sure. Pandora is like, okay, when you came to us, you said that you wanted to change your guys' career paths. And not work in a bar anymore. But it seems like you just want to be promoting the drinks in a bar for free.
Yeah. You want to be the girl at the bar with the shots on the tray.
Yes. And then Schwartz says, I think this is Schwartz. Schwartz says, well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm in.
Yeah.
What?
They go, for on what?
They go, no, how are you in? Like, we have not agreed upon anything. You said literally nothing. When we asked you what it meant to be a brand ambassador, you didn't even answer the question.
No.
And then you said you work pro bono.
Okay. You said I'm in. They didn't pitch anything to you.
And then they're like, is this too vague? Like, what we just they're like, is what we just explained too vague? You haven't explained anything at all. And then Lisa's like, okay, so if you like started to work for us on Monday, what would that look like? Sandoval says, this is not something where I can show up on Monday morning and commit. I'm gonna have to call you and talk to you as my week goes on.
So fun.
Once again, there's no even agreement of what the work would look like, so we don't even know.
Also, I'm sorry, you want to have a direct line with the owner, calling the owner
basically being
as
like,
your week
I'm
goes
free
on I'm
tomorrow,
free Tuesday 3 p.m. I could be free Thursday
for what
for what
for what
for what
okay. they're just like, so what do you think? And Pandora's like, okay, so what you have essentially laid out in the vaguest of terms is that you'll promote the drink for free in bars. So sure.
Yeah. It's, like you got the job.
Do something you can do on your own and we will never check in with you about that.
Yeah.
Then the meeting's over.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
So crazy.
And confusing to me as well.
I know.
I just don't understand.
Well, they just want to be influencers.
Yeah.
At this point.
But there's just, I guess not.
There is. Once again, you would have to have, it's not Lisa.
I know.
Lisa pays you with the show.
Yes.
What you want is other brands to work with you.
Yes.
Not
why would
LVP
it be?
Sangria.
No, absolutely
doesn't
not.
Doesn't make any sense.
That is not diversifying your revenue at all in any sense or your
and
income.
Like, she's not going to do that.
No. There's no reason for her to do that.
You
she is getting
the
all of her
on the show
her,
right now
her,
for
her.
Her
products are getting promoted on the show constantly.
Right now. It's what you're doing right now. So no. But like, that's what they want, is to like be an influencer, but it's like not with Lisa, you fucking dumbass.
I know. But I feel like they also like, it's not like they want to be posting on their own socials.
They legit want to be like in the club bottle girls.
They want to be bottle girls in the club.
They want
to. Well,
they just want to be promoters, kind
they
of.
They want free alcohol.
Yes.
They just want free booze.
That is true.
And to drink it. And they will do that.
Yeah, no, that's real. It is so funny that they just want free booze.
But it's like, I don't know why you think that you drinking LVP Sangria at a club in Los Angeles or even St. Louis is going to get anybody else to do that.
Yeah.
It won't.
And they're not going to pay you to do that.
Certainly
an idiot.
Not. Certainly not. Okay, so now we're at Jax's apartment and Brittany is there. Yay! They walk in and he goes, "We're home." So that's not a good sign.
I know.
For
legit,
him.
So funny. We're home.
having said over the past couple months that she won't be living there.
We're home. Wait, what the hell?
And then he kind of flops himself down on the couch and he's like, "Ugh, I'm tired." And it's like, so she just flew across the country.
Yes.
All you did was pick her up from the airport. Yes.
And you're on a bunch of cocaine. You're not tired.
No, you're not tired. He asks her when she's planning on leaving and she says Thursday at 9. And he's like, so that's the first fucking flight out of the airport and that's way too early. And she's like, it's not even close to the first flight out of the airport.
You wouldn't even believe what the first flight out is. 12:01 a.m.
Yep. And he's like, to me, that's the first flight and we're changing that. So that's another thing. It's like, so you're paying for the fucking flights then, Jax?
Yes,
for
no,
sure.
He's paying for her. That's why he said that earlier. And I was like, this is part of it. You're paying for
all of it. Yes. Like that.
Which is also probably why he wants her to move there.
So he can stop paying for the flights.
I think that is part of it.
Because she definitely also can't afford to be flying back and forth between LA and Kentucky all the time.
No, and he can barely afford it.
She works at a bar. If you remember, she works at a bar across from the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
So it gets really busy though. It's high volume. She told Lisa.
It is.
She had no proof because she didn't have a resume, but.
It is.
It is.
I believe her.
Me too. So now he's kind of launching into telling her about his drinks plan with Lala.
This whole thing.
It's like, oh my God, I'd be so mad at him if it was like my first conversation after you picked me up from the airport and he starts with this.
Literally.
He goes, so I want to tell you, Lala came up to me and said, hey, listen. Just how Lala talks. Hey, listen. Would you mind having some drinks with me?
Would you mind having some drinks with me? Not, should we go out? Hey, listen, would you mind having some drinks with me?
She's like me the loneliest girl at school. Yeah.
It sounds like, well, he's making it sound like she's like networking.
I know.
Literally like, could I pick your brain?
Exactly. Hey, listen, would you mind having some drinks with me? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's harmless, you know? And then I'm like, yeah, because I was kind of hesitant because I'm like, yeah, that's okay, I guess, if it's during the day and, you know, we're not. Yeah, I guess it's fine. It's not like a, you know, a date thing. Because I'm like, you know, my girlfriend's Brittany. And she's like, yeah, I heard about that. That you guys are back together. And I'm like, back together? We never really broke up.
Yeah, that's my whole spiel.
Huh? She goes, wow, that girl sounds bold.
A rambling mad man.
Yeah. It's just so funny the way he does his voice when he does it.
I know.
Oh my God, I love it.
He has nowhere where he does not know how he's landing that plane anytime he starts a fucking sentence.
No,
it's so
absolutely
crazy.
Not.
It's so crazy.
And
flying
he's
blind.
Like up and down and yes, up and down. Yes. You know, my girlfriend's Brittany. And she's like, yeah, I heard about that you
and
guys
like,
are back together. And I'm like, back together?
The entire thing is that he keeps telling Lala that Brittany is not his girlfriend.
Not his girlfriend.
Like, period.
At all, definitely not his girlfriend.
No, like certainly not his girlfriend. And then the talking head, he says, the little truth goes a long way.
The little truth goes a long way. What truth?
The little truth.
The little
which
truth.
To him is like he takes the kernel of truth, a shard of
truth.
Extrapolates it into a huge whole story that is fabricated.
It literally is like he shattered a mirror of truth, and the smallest little piece he's picked up. Yes. And he's like, look in here.
The little truth goes a long way.
So yeah, then she's like, wow, that girl sounds bold. But it's like, what is she supposed to say?
It's
a nonsensical
story about how someone asked him to like, would you mind drinking a drink with me?
She's like, okay.
And he said, fine, if it's there's like daylight and there's like the thing. there's light and there's the thing.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, like it's not like, yeah.
You know, because Brittany's my girlfriend.
Because you know Brittany's. Well, we never really broke up.
My spiel. Okay, you fucking psychopath.
Oh, and it's like, God. She doesn't know the context of Jax at all. She's just a girl who lives in Kentucky. So she's like, my boyfriend's weird.
I know. She could watch the show.
Yeah. She could. But then she's like, so what are we going to kind of be doing when I move here? And he tells her he plans on being with her for a very long time. Yes. And he loves being with her. He just really, really doesn't want to screw this up because he's screwed up every relationship he's ever been in. She's like, I don't want you to screw it up either. And he goes, that being said, you stay with me. There's a fucking montage of every single time over the past 6 months he said to a lot of different people, so no, she's definitely not moving in with me.
And people being like, promise me she's not moving with me. He's like, obviously,
of course
she
not.
Is not my girlfriend, and she is not to be moving in with me.
You stay with me.
Him, welcome home.
Yeah, we're home. He is so fucking funny. He's just a huge fucking liar.
I know. Welcome home is so funny. Sorry. Actually crazy.
It's so awesome that it's on camera too, because he get to montage the shit out of him, like every lie he's ever told, the same lie he's been telling for
everyone over and over again the whole season.
We're home.
We're home.
Oh my god. And then he's like, I'm hungry, and she's like, I'm tired, and he's like, can we fuck in between that?
Like, well, can we get sexual?
He's like, what? He goes, you think we can make a little, you're tired, I'm hungry, think we can make some time for some loving?
It's like so much has happened in this like small conversation. Literally whiplash.
And she says, of course, there's always time for loving on you, baby. And then they get to it, I guess.
And then they fucking bone town. Then they bang. Okay. Then we're back at Sir. Sheena and Ari are preparing for the homeless youths to come. And sorry, it's like, I wish I had another word to call them. I wish I was like the people with the blank project, but she doesn't have a project or a foundation or an organization.
It's just
her friends. You know what this is, what I'll say. Ariel's friends are there.
Yeah.
In the talking head, Sheena is like legit cannot stop talking about how she's so excited and she just loves how giving Lisa is, and she hopes to one day be able to be as rich as Lisa and be as giving as she is. But she won't give away all her money.
She's going to keep a little bit of money just for her.
That you're going to have to borrow like $5,000 from Sandoval in 2020.
Literally, the pandemic is about to destroy you. Unfortunately.
You will not be able to be giving back.
It will be putting you in deep financial ruin.
Sandoval is complaining to Ariana about Schwartz not letting him talk first in the meeting.
Yep.
I'm like, baby, that is not the issue with what happened in the meeting. He says, by the end of the meeting, I wanted to be in a way better position than we are now. But I was able to rescue us a little bit.
No.
You told them you would work pro bono.
That's not the case. You would work for free.
You made it so that there's no chance that you get even a shred of money.
Not even a dime or a dollar, buddy.
It's so crazy.
You pitched them an unpaid internship, and yeah, they took the bait.
Yeah, because there's no loss. That is, nothing bad could happen for them to accept that offer. He explains to Ariana that Jason is just like way more aggressive than him. I think he means like in his career, because he's like, I don't want to be like a career waiter, obviously, but I don't want to have to work as much as Jason does. Like, you don't have to worry about that. Like,
no, you're fine.
You can't have a job like Jason. You're a fucking idiot.
You never will be a businessman like Jason. No.
Like, you really, trust me, don't have to worry about
that. It's like, don't sweat. He goes, I don't want to be pressured. I do not want to feel pressure. Okay.
It's like, got it.
But it is like any job. Buddy,
I know
there's gonna be a little bit of pressure. It's what a job is.
Well, you go on special forces.
You went on special forces.
You will be feeling the pressure.
And JoJo Siwa had to carry him. Remember that? She's going by Joelle now. By the way,
I know. Subscribe to the Patreon if you want to hear our thoughts on Joelle. And basically, Ariana is like, I do not give a fuck. there is something going on with them behind the scenes.
Yeah, they are like not in a good spot. Yeah,
like maybe he cheated on her or something. I don't know. She's pissed the fuck off.
She says that his baby steps sound like fetus steps.
Yes. Then Lala goes up to Jax and is like, it is really intense to be here with James. And Jax tells her that he's going to tell James to apologize to Kristen for spitting in her face.
Yep.
Jax is on his fucking high horse, which is so fucking funny.
It's so, I love when he's on his high horse.
It's so fucking funny.
And like for once, it's like, he should apologize to Kristen for spitting on her door.
No, I mean, he's legit, right?
He's taking the right stance.
It's actually so funny coming from Jax. And then Lala's like, I'm putting James at like an arm's length and I'm like happy to not be a part of this drama with him. Back at the bar, Sandoval again tells Ariana that he made all these drinks for the kids so they can all have a cocktail waiting for them when they come in. And she's like, I wish he would have included me on that.
Well, it was her idea.
And it was her idea.
That he stole.
But they're, I don't know what happened.
They're just in fighting. Relationship.
They're fighting off about something. And in the talking head, she's like basically is saying that like he doesn't see her as a partner.
Yeah.
And like wants to, she's like, I want to be considered like with the drinks and stuff. But like he never considers me. Whatever.
She says this. She goes, this isn't even about the drinks. This is a me and Tom problem.
Of course, it's not about the drinks. You guys are obviously in a fight about something else. I mean, the whole thing about them is that they don't say what's going on with them. So we don't know.
It's like why people get mad at them.
Yeah. But Ariana then is like, also, like, you should have made a pink one. Like, if I was, like, a teenage girl coming here, I would want, like, a fruity pink drink waiting for me, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Lisa comes up and is, like, says legit the exact same thing. She's like, you should have made something, like, fruity and pink and girly. And Ariana's like, and we need to put these in glasses. And Lisa's like, you need to listen to Ariana.
Yeah.
And Tom is like, I was obviously going to put them in glasses. It is funny because he was clearly trying to show Lisa, like, look what I did. And
she's like,
you are a fucking idiot and you need to defer to your girlfriend.
You're dumb as fuck. Listen to the girl, please.
Literally. The kids arrive and everyone is tray passing them the mocktails. One of the kids asks Lisa how long she's been married to Ken. She's like, are you flirting with me?
Yep.
And Lisa asks if any of them live on the streets.
Yep.
Like, whatever. Sorry. Just them. Like, them doing this is so crazy.
She says,
however, I am glad.
She says,
of course.
Do any of you actually live on the streets?
Yes.
Have any of you actually ever lived on the streets? They're like, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, we have, ma'am.
Thank you for dinner. Yes, we have.
Thank you. And one of them is like, yeah, I was. I'm not right now. I'm in like a house right now. And I'm like working on getting my GED. And then this one, Sheena, is like listening to him and like
literally cuts to Sheena in the corner staring like a freak.
Legit. Literally. And she is basically having a come to Jesus moment about how other people have problems that might be bigger than the ones that she has.
Yep.
However, her problems
are
huge.
Her problems are pretty big. Her problems are pretty fucking big.
Your husband is a drug addict.
It is like Sheena. These kids do have it worse than you, for sure.
Of course, but it's not like
it's not an excuse to not work on your problems. No,
literally.
So.
And it's not like your things are inconsequential.
No, you need to face what's going on in your life.
Literally.
Seriously.
Yeah, I was like, the kids are really sweet. And this is like, sweet that they did this.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, I don't know who the fuck Ariel is. And I am scared of her.
I know. She is very odd. And she is looking a little bit weird as well.
Literally a white woman flanked by 16, like, black homeless kids from the ages of like 18 to 20.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's your deal, mama?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But respect.
Maybe she just has
a
literal, very
huge
compassionate heart.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It's like so hard to believe though, because I'm like, why are you and Lisa friends on Facebook?
I know.
Anyway, it's none of my business.
I know. And what do you mean you work at a restaurant at night?
I know.
And you do this during the day? What do you
I
mean?
Know.
This is when Katie was being the best server too.
Yeah. Katie was like joking around with them about what she say.
Well, because one of the girls was trying to set her up. She was like, I have a brother. He's 32. And she goes, well, I do have a boyfriend, but he's dragging ass.
<It's> so funny.
And he's like around the corner.
No, literally.
Hi.
Then we're back at the bar. Ariana is explaining to Tom that she's throwing her kids themed 30th birthday, which we all know about.
Whatever. Six times cooler than your average 5-year-old.
Her attempt
her jokes.
At a joke
her jokes.
Fucking brutal. Like, legit. Every time I'm like, it's not a joke.
No.
And then Tom says that he's been aging in reverse. No, you have not.
Trust you haven't.
Trust you have not. And then Peter comes up.
In it, it's just sad because Ariana's really excited about this party.
Yes, she is really, really excited.
She's turning 30. It's like a party that obviously she like loves the theme and it's gonna be like a big blowout and she like can't wait, whatever. And obviously has been putting like a lot of time and energy into it.
And then Peter comes up and invites Sandoval to his boys' weekend in Vegas for his birthday.
Yeah. Yep.
Ariana gets very mad.
Immediately.
This is why I'm like, did he cheat on her?
I know.
And it's like, she doesn't want him to go on the boys' weekend, obviously, because he cheats on her when he goes on the boys' weekend.
I know, but that's not her reasoning. Her reasoning is because she's really, really hates heteronormative fucking bullshit.
Yes, and she says that when they go on the trip, she just sits at home and does nothing, which I'm like, so that's not the reasoning.
That's not it.
And that's a you don't have to do that, but that's also not the reason. The reason is he cheats.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the talking head, she says, I really hate heteronormative fucking bullshit. You're not going to tell me that this is a guy's thing and this is a girl's thing. It's like she...
Okay.
It's okay, queen.
Well, it's like sometimes there are guys' things and girls' things.
Yes. Like, it's not your friend group.
No.
But the problem is that when they go out, they cheat on you.
Yes.
So that's the problem.
The problem is when the guy's thing is cheating en masse. Of course. That's the problem.
Spree cheating.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah, a cheating spree in Vegas. Exactly. That's why they go.
Exactly. And Tom is like, do you not want me to go? She's like, not fucking really. It's right. It's the day after her birthday yes. party.
Yep.
Which is like, at that point, it is like, so you shouldn't go, obviously.
No, obviously it's crazy. Not.
He will go. And
he will go.
Huh?
He will go.
He will go.
Next episode is actually sad.
It is sad. Peter's kind of like, sorry, did I do that? Fuck you fuck, fucking
shut
fucking
the fuck
fucker.
Up Peter, because he walks up and he was like, y'all remember how I had to spend my birthday working? Well, I'm doing a fucking boys trip. It's like,
shut up.
Why don't you go to a bar like everyone else? Literally, motherfucker.
Loser. Okay. Ugh. You want to take this last beautiful scene?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so now or still it's her. Jax approaches James in the back and he's like, yo, why did Kristen call me and tell me that you spat at her?
Amazing way to start that.
I did not spit at Kristen, nor would I ever spit at a girl. And then it fucking smash cuts to him spitting at Kristen, spitting at a girl, spitting on yes. her door.
Didn't he spit at her also at the wedding?
Well, he pushed her or something, or he okay. got all up in her face.
I thought someone, maybe she spat on him.
I don't know. I mean, would,
obviously he spat on her before.
Well, of course, because also like once a spitter, always a fucking spitter.
That's something he does.
It's a thing that guy obviously. Does. He spits at women. Oh my God, that's so gross.
I've never spat at a woman.
Yeah, you have a bunch of times.
A bunch of times,
you
for sure.
Probably love doing yes. it. You don't just get mad and spit out of nowhere. Okay, anyways. He keeps being like, I didn't spit on her. I just spit at the door a little bit. This is when he's like, it's not like I like retched back and wailed a loogie. I dribbled a little bit on her door. You can't dribble
That's
a
fucking
little bit
disgusting.
On her.
You can't.
Spit
you're
on the door.
Like standing there drooling. You spat forcefully at her and the door.
Yeah.
You fucking jackass.
Oh my God. And they're like screaming in the back because Jax is like, aren't you fucking tired of having to say sorry all the time? Like, aren't you fucking tired of that, you 23-year-old bitch, whatever? And James is like, you are old as fuck and you have to say sorry every day. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? And it's like Jax's argument in that moment is a little bit weak.
It is.
Because he's constantly apologizing. But honestly, Jax is apologizing all the times and James never is.
That's real.
So
yeah.
Then Lisa comes to the back to intervene because they're fighting and you can fucking hear it at the youth dinner. They won't. And she comes back. She's like, shut the fuck up. Seriously. And they won't even stop fighting.
Which is so embarrassing.
She's like trying to separate them and they're still screaming at each other about Kristen or whatever. And then Jax like walks away. She makes Jax walk away. And she's like, James, you better shut the fuck up now. Shut up and stop yelling. Or this is like the last thing you're ever going to do it, sir.
Yeah.
And he does take his tone down to a whisper. But he says, well, why is he talking to me about Kristen?
And also while she's trying to separate them, Jax is yelling at him. And he'll be like, I am going to calm down. Fuck you. he's saying that he's going to stop while engaging with Jax.
To me, Lisa in that moment is like, I know. I'm trying to have a dinner for Ariel
I'm
and her friends.
Standing between two literal beasts.
Yeah, literally.
Like actually two
beasts.
And
they just won't stop.
I know.
They won't stop. And then when he finally does lower his tone, it's like still to just talk about the thing that's fucking happening instead of being like, I'm sorry, I know I'm at work.
I know.
Anyways, she's like, James, you have to go home. And he's like, no, please. I want to keep bussing tables. Please. She's like, fine, go out there and calm down. So he goes out there, whatever, tries to calm down, I guess. Lisa goes to talk to Jax and he does try and run away. She goes up to him and she's like, what the fuck was that? And he was like, I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to do that. I'm going back to work right now. And she's like, no, you need to come talk to me right now. And so
he does apologize.
He's way better at apologizing than James. He's like, I'm really sorry. I know I'm not supposed to raise my voice, but that guy is a fucking piece of shit. He spit at Kristen. And he goes,
like, you cannot get Lisa sympathy by saying that James spat at Kristen. She fucking hates that.
No,
bitch.
Of course not. And then he also follows it up with a line that she hates more than anything, which is that he goes like, James is going to come into my restaurant and yell at me. And she's like,
it's not your restaurant. He says, yes, it is. I think he says that back.
I think he does say that back. He really feels that it is.
He does.
And in a way,
it is. He legit steals from it constantly. He runs the place.
He's like the star of the show. Yes. Also, like, I don't think he ever gets fired. I think he's just stopped working there on his own volition. But she was like, you need to chillax and and not be doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can't be yelling at work like that. And then James is in the back again and Peter goes up to him and he's like, what's up? And he's like, Jax is fucking saying that I spat at Kristen. Like, I wouldn't fucking do that. I didn't do that. I don't spit at women, whatever. And he's just like yelling in the back again about Kristen, about Jax or whatever. And then Lisa walks up again and is like, you need to not get so worked up. You need to calm down or you're going home.
Yes.
You have to calm down or you will be going yep. home. It's like, please send him home.
Send him home.
You already said he had to go home. Why'd you take it back?
I know. And then the conceit, also, I don't know if you caught this, but he was like, I need a glass of wine and a cigarette. And she was like, take a 5-minute break. Okay, so he's going to have a break to have a glass of wine and a cigarette?
Nuh-uh.
You fucking bitch.
A reward.
Literally a reward.
Oh, yeah. My God. I heard her say take a 5-minute break, but I did not know that he said that before. It
was
in response to
him saying that. I was like, no fucking way.
No, dude.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Ew.
It's so crazy.
Oh, my God. That's just so bad.
I know. It's awful.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's legit awful.
Ew. And that's the episode.
That's the episode, folks. Low-key, my hero be Jax, like, for a second my week in a row or something.
My hero is Jax in this episode.
And obviously,
sorry.
My villain is James.
And my hero is Kristen.
Kristen also was
Kristen
fucking
stole
epic.
The show.
She was awesome. Okay.
Okay,
thanks,
guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, you can tell it's late at night because Kim is sleeping so
she
hard.
She looks so fucking cute, though.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Love you guys.
Peace.